WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursula, topping our report this hour. Governor Murphy says there are plans to move forward to begin opening parts of the New Jersey economy. Data suggests New Jersey is on the downward curve of the coronavirus crisis. More people have been discharged from hospitals that are being admitted. Less than 7,000 remain hospitalized and less than 9,000 are considered critical. Even better, though, the number of people testing negative for COVID-19 is now more than those testing positive. In the next few days, Governor Murphy will present a blueprint for beginning to reopen the Garden State.
However, do not think for 1 minute that we're going to be able to flip a switch and return to life as we knew it. We will be careful and we will be strategic.
Murphy says decisions will be made based on facts and medical science, so we do not have a second boomerang wave of COVID-19 that could force the state to completely shut down for several more months. New Jersey is still in need of health care workers. The state has an agreement with United and Delta Airlines to fly them to the Garden State from any airport in the U.S. In fact, a group from Colorado arrives today. Workers need to be vetted first, and that starts on the Department of Health website, and then the airlines will provide a free round-trip ticket to and from New Jersey. To pay for federal loans up to $9 billion, tax hikes are likely in New Jersey, and Governor Murphy has suggested that we will need to cover state operating expenses. Normally, sales and property taxes are used to pay back this type of a loan, and the amount of money potentially borrowed would require significant increases in both taxes. Monmouth and Ocean County residents can now text a number to find the closest food pantries, a new tool launched by Fulfill to help satisfy increased demand caused by the pandemic. Those in need can text find food, no space, to 888-918-2729.
It will give you the three closest pantries with a phone number to call. And you always have to call that phone number because pantries are up and down. Pantries work some days, not other days.
Fulfill CEO Kim Guadagno says since the outbreak hit the area, demand for food has already grown by 40%. While some concerts have been postponed, Bon Jovi has formally canceled their 2020 tour with Bryan Adams altogether. Yep, that includes the July 14th date in Newark. Now, Bon Jovi wants everyone who bought a ticket to get a refund so they can use that money to either pay bills or buy groceries or whatever they need during these uncertain times. New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall focusing on our healthcare heroes this Thursday, 7 p.m. We have gathered together New Jersey healthcare workers, EMTs, and police officers. Hear their coronavirus stories in the front lines, plus we'll offer resources to those in need. Listen on your radio, smart speaker, NJ1015.com, or watch it live on our Facebook page. Quiet to start, then a line of thunderstorms moves in later today. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. Jersey 101.5 News Time 10:06 now. New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
So far, our weather has been quiet and cool on this Tuesday morning, but don't be caught off guard. Around a loud thunderstorms expected as we move into this afternoon. Biggest concerns will be heavy rain and gusty winds. Small hail possible as well. High temperatures on the mild side, 60 to 65 degrees. Now, after the storm, skies will clear quickly, and it'll turn windy and colder tonight. Lows 30 to 35. A freeze is possible. A wind chill in the 20s overnight. That's the feels like temperature. Bright sunshine tomorrow. Cool and breezy, though. Highs in the lower 50s. Upper 50s Thursday as clouds return. Our next batch of steady rain is expected from late Thursday into early Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public and they grow what they sell, with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more at 525 Route 9 South in Manalapan, or visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. Carteret, 58 degrees. Lindenwald, 58. Lakehurst, 56. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less cards going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.